Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
All right then, here we go. Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Skin Friends with
Skin
Care.
Friends.
You're my skin friend.
Happy days. We're going to do another podcast today.
Yes.
And we're going to do the second part of Brandon's Q&A. And... How's your skincare week been, Natalie? Any skincare fun?
I've had so much skincare fun, it's just unbelievable. It should be legal. No, I just, I'm running out of stuff, and I just put oil on my face, and it's just in my eyes. Everything is like...
Because it doesn't absorb quick enough.
No.
So it ends up, when you blink, it's
and
just smears.
I don't have eyebrows, as you all now know, and it's like, there's nothing to keep.
To stop it from draining into your eyeballs.
Yeah, my face, or any...
That's what eyebrows are for, isn't it?
I'm going to have to wear a sun visor all the time, like a gambler. I'm just running out of stuff. I'm going to, after our Sam Bunting conversation, I am going to, when my rosehip oil is diminished, is depleted, I'm not going to use it and just use moisturiser and see what happens.
To the pores around your nose.
Yeah, I don't have blackheads, but I do have slightly enlarged looking pores, so I'm going to see if that makes
a
difference.
Haven't.
Oh, you know, you just look at your own face, don't
you?
Yeah,
I've got to look in my magnifying mirror.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, don't do that to yourself.
No. I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, so we're just going to go ahead with more questions and answers. Brandon from The Ordinary, who's sadly no longer with us.
Special Q&A that was full of interesting facts. I mean, all need to be read out.
Okay. Do you want me to read the questions and you do the answers?
So Natalie's going to read out... So basically, it was members of the Ordinary chat room, so, you know, however many there were, 50,000 people, were allowed to ask Brandon Truaikes questions over, well, they didn't tell us how long we had, but apparently Nicola wrote in her, did you read Nicola's eulogy?
Yeah, but I didn't see anything
so
about the...
Yeah, apparently she'd written a little sentence about how he spent 22 hours...
Oh my God!
...answering questions, not 14.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
So he was really, really committed to doing it. And, it was quite amazing. So we were all allowed to ask whatever we wanted, and he spent 22 hours answering us, so... Natalie's going to read the questions that just random people asked him.
I'm going to have to, like, look right closely at the screen, because it's like, you know, Murder, She Wrote, where the screen is all blurry. So everything is soft focus. Okay, good question. What cleansers would you recommend for a double cleanse?
And Brandon said, I would suggest something to remove makeup or SPF, like NIOD's Low Viscosity Cleaning Ester.
Oh, just used that this morning.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? I really like it. Yeah,
it's got a really... it's low viscosity, so it is quite runny, but it's got a lovely oily, but not too oily finish.
Yeah, it's not real oil.
No.
Like, I bought an oil cleanser from Sukin. It's like an organic brand from TK Maxx.
And it was just oil.
It's just oil. Yeah. So it's just trying to, like, get it off again.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, yeah.
And then follow LVCE... by Sanskrit Saponins.
Ooh.
Which is... we also have several other cleansers coming very soon within The Ordinary, but that never happened.
No. Sanskrit Saponins is lovely. I haven't actually followed...
It's like bread. It's like yeasty.
It smells very yeasty. You are right.
Yeah, I like it.
I've got an opened tube in my... So that has... not a muddy feel, but almost a...
It's like a... balmy,
not between
really.
A balm and a clay, isn't it?
It's odd. It's a different sort of cleanser.
So, if you were going to double cleanse and you did that, funny enough, I would have thought it'd be the other way around. but
no, because you can't take Sanskrit, your makeup off with Sanskrit sapins. You can't get it near your eyes.
It oh, stays true.
Like crazy.
Okay.
So you need put you take your you can take your mascara off with the okay. low viscosity cleansing ester.
I didn't think of removing makeup. I just yeah. thought of cleaning. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Because it even says, doesn't it? Does, don't use this to remove yeah. makeup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next question is really weird.
Okay. Oh, God, this is so odd. How do you feel about nootropics and or animal care products? Wouldn't that be an interesting add to DECIEM? Exclamation mark.
But nootropics and animal care products are completely different things. They're just totally
yeah.
disparate.
Yeah. So we had to look at what nootropics actually was, and it's just yeah, a bunch it? Of it could either be amino acids or any drug, man-made or natural, which enhances your oh, I need it, obviously, because I've forgotten the word. Mental no, capacity. Mental. So think I of really caffeine, want creatine, yeah. need it right now.
It sounds like some sort of magical drug, and then you say caffeine, you're just like, yeah. oh, yeah. Well,
creatine, nicotine, but also things that have been specifically modified with the express... what's the word? Intention to increase mental capacity. And obviously I need it because that last sentence yeah. made shit all sense. so developing nootropics, that's really weird. Anyway, you go ahead and read Brandon's answer.
So he said, nootropics is a complex subject because of marketing of it would be limited largely to the US and partially to Canada. So, you know, in the Europe, in the UK, yeah. you're not allowed to say that things do things unless you're entirely... sure that they do,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
As our current business is significant in Europe and Australia, where no such products can be marketed, it hasn't been a focus of our Fountain line, because Fountain is the supplement line. We may explore in the future, as some of the technologies in this area fascinate me personally very much. He liked drugs then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did say that he had taken drugs. During his life.
He came across very sort of straight. So yeah. That kind of surprises me. Like his outward demeanour seemed very, I don't know, just very sort of wholesome.
Yeah. So he seemed like a sort of, you're like quite naive and...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Innocent.
Yes, innocent, definitely.
So it's surprising. But then
I suppose he had a brain which was really naturally curious. So I guess if you are naturally curious, you would
have a look at it.
Veer towards that. Anyway, I'm glad that they didn't do that. Fountain came along, had supplements, and I used to buy them because they always formed part of the Christmas gift box, didn't they?
So you'd get this Black Friday
stuff. Yeah. So
I tried the hyaluronic acid one.
What did I try? I tried one of the mood ones. I can't remember.
It was a green one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tasty, but yeah. Like we were saying, you'd probably have to just consume mass amounts of it to really notice any difference.
Animal care products will be coming soon under our lifestyle brand, Lufa, which went away.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It didn't happen.
But I'm not really worried about animal care products or nootropics, for that matter, either.
No. Just, you know, although I wouldn't mind one, no.
That's a whole different kettle of fish from skincare, really. Anyway, next question. What is the most powerful protection against city pollution?
Our Survival Zero, or the others with SPF, addresses pollution, oxyradicals, nitrogen radicals, carbonyl radicals, stress... visible light, all in one formula. Otherwise, from the ordinary, I would suggest EUK 134. And he pretty much suggests EUK 134 throughout this.
Yeah, because it's Q&A. A does all.
It was really good, yeah.
I've still never used it. I actually had Niall's Survival Zero and...
That was enough.
Black Friday. I gave it as a Christmas present. No, I wish I hadn't.
No, it's really nice. I got Survival 30. I bought when I went up to the store. And it's like a really nice sunscreen. It just feels really comforting.
Right.
I really like it. I'm really fond of it. I wish it was a 50. I'd use that.
Right. Please give us a dummy's guide to antioxidants. I want them all. But I also want to understand the basic mechanics behind how they work and a simple explanation as to which ones would be most effective in an everyday routine. Good question.
Basically, everything that oxidizes is an antioxidant because it binds to oxygen. This basically includes all plant extracts, yeah, thousands of chemicals, most vitamins and many other things. But each antioxidant may have other functions. For example, vitamin C is a relatively good antioxidant, but its main value is collagen support and brightening. The problem with the antioxidant function of antioxidants is that when they bind to oxygen, they have no further function.
I see.
EUK134's main function is just a superb antioxidant and antioxidant because it's able to regenerate itself after binding to a free radical so that it can bind more free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
For antioxidant protection, I would highly recommend EUK134. Dimethylmethoxychromanol, which is used in NIOD survival, is also an incredible antioxidant.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, when it comes to, like, antioxidants and skincare, like, the best idea is to just get loads of them and just use as many as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of depends what if you're trying to do something else with them. So, you know, if you've got pigmentation issues, then you want to choose vitamin C. But, yeah, lots of things are antioxidants, like azelaic acid is one as well.
I'm using the vitamin C with the resveratrol and folic acids together at the moment. Good.
Yeah,
it does feel lovely.
Yeah,
and it's one of the ones where you just have the difference is immediate, isn't it?
Yeah,
it looks it anyway. It
feels nice.
Yes.
I'm using for my entire skincare is quite basic at the moment because I'm just trying to keep my acne at bay. So I'm just using like loads of azelaic acid and. Then isopalmitate, yeah. You know the one that's like an oil? Have you tried that one?
The vitamin F one?
Yeah,
I love that.
So nice.
It's really lovely, isn't it?
It's like an oil, but it actually absorbs into your skin quite quickly.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
Yes, it does feel like a dry oil. It's lovely, really nice.
It's beautiful.
I haven't bought that for ages, actually, the vitamin F.
It's a more expensive...
It's about like £14. Yes. Yeah.
I think...
But it may lasts so long as well, doesn't it?
Just use a couple of drops of it. It sort of moisturises your skin. I think it's got like tomato extract in it.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah, so I'm using that.
Okay, next question. What are your thoughts on pH balancing your skin before actives? Neil will explain what the hell that means in a second. Is it a necessary step in someone's routine to use an AHA, BHA toner to lower their skin's pH or to wait 20 to 30 minutes after cleansing to use actives?
Yeah, so what he says, it takes more than just basic contact with another formula applied to the skin to adjust the pH of another one so drastically to affect it. Only very susceptible ingredients such as EUK134 should ideally not be mixed with very acidic systems. I absolutely don't think it's essential in most cases to wait so long for pH adjustment.
Okay.
So, like, after cleansing your face, your skin's pH may have become more alkaline because you've rinsed it with water, which is pH 7. So you probably raised the pH of your skin a little bit.
Okay.
And then you might want to use something acidic to try and normalise it and get it back to pH 5.
Okay.
But, so whether you need to do that or not...
He says...
It depends on your skin, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people get on really well with, you know, acidic toner. But, you know, some people might find that it's just going to dry their skin out, irritate it.
Yeah.
Because if you've just cleansed your skin, you're using an acid, then it'll penetrate deeper into your skin.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, he's saying that there's no need to do it.
Is that the, you know, talking about the pH of your skin raising and then being balanced again, is that what was the root of the rumour that you shouldn't use niacinamide and vitamin C in the same thing?
Because
one person was saying that...
Because vitamin C is so acidic that it'll dissociate the molecule and turn it into two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But he's saying that it doesn't really happen except for really susceptible things like EUK134.
Okay.
Which makes EUK134 Because it's a mouthful, isn't it? It makes it a little bit tricky to use because you're going to be watching what you're putting with it all the time.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to buy it then.
No.
I want, like,
do you use acids a lot?
I use glycolic acid toner every day.
Yeah.
I do, in the evening.
I find it does anything.
It stopped stinging now.
It used
to really sting, but then it depends on what I've had on in the day. Do you know what I mean? So what I'm using to take off or to cleanse has an effect. So if I'm using the low viscosity cleaning ester, and then I'll use a toner afterwards, I'll use a glycolic acid. I'm using the Pixie one, but only because it was a present. I would just use the ordinary one because it's a bit stronger. It just doesn't seem to
irritate anything
anymore.
I think the low viscosity cleansing acid is meant to leave a film on your skin that helps skincare actives penetrate.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's designed to do something.
Right.
Sounds quite good.
That's really clever.
Mm.
Regimen questions?
Nice.
Okay.
Handy.
What is your number one product to reduce wrinkles?
The safest bet without knowing much more is either a combination of Gran Active Retinoid and Buffet or Hyalamide Sub-Q Anti-Age.
Have you used Hyalamide Sub-Q Anti-Age?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like Buffet. I don't like the texture. It's quite sticky.
Okay.
It doesn't look very nice with makeup on top of it.
Doesn't it?
No. I find the makeup doesn't apply as well.
Oh, okay.
It's a bit pilly. Hyalamide and Sub-Q Anti-Age is really good.
It's a lot more expensive though, right?
Yeah.
Than the other two probably put together.
28 quid or something.
Yeah. Okay, next question. I've read that when applying retinol, you should wait for 20 minutes before applying anything further. Is this true?
No study has evaluated this application suggestion around retinoids in depth to make it a solid one. There's no evidence for leaving retinoid on your skin for 20 minutes on its own. Retinoids can be sensitive, but it's very unlikely that formulations can interact so negatively in the same regimen that you'd have to wait 20 minutes. And any potential interaction would also depend on the type of retinoid. My suggestion is that you wait a couple of minutes at most, but also avoid any ingredient which would cause too much sensitivity at the same time, which is a sensitive separate issue.
Okay.
So, as in, he doesn't think you need to sit there for 20 minutes letting your retinoid absorb.
Yeah.
But he says don't use anything like vitamin C or a strong acid at the same time that would cause irritation.
Okay.
So, yeah, so the ordinary, if you sort of email the ordinary for a regimen, they generally say to alternate retinoids and acids and vitamin C's.
Okay.
On different evenings or in the morning.
How and when would you incorporate vitamin C?
That's a similar question.
Yeah.
So vitamin C in pure form could be irritating when used with retinoids because it's a strong acid. There is also some potential for interaction because I don't think retinoids don't work well at really low pHs. My suggestion would be if you're using pure L-ascorbic acid, then alternate between AM and PM with retinoids. If you plan to use them at the same time, I would suggest that you try either ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate, which is what I was just talking about.
The vitamin FE one?
Yeah. So before or after the retinoids. Or ethyl ascorbic acid found in hyalamide C25 and Niod Elan, which can ideally be used before retinoids.
Okay.
God, it gets so complicated, doesn't it? Your head starts
feeling a bit peculiar. But the easy answer is just to
use it in the morning.
Use
vitamin C in the morning, retinoids at night.
Yeah.
And if you want to use an acid, alternate it on different nights to the retinoid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great.
That's what I would do.
This is a funny question. Imagine that you're planning an important presentation for tomorrow, and as you go through your evening skincare routine, you realise you're about to have a massive zit. Mm-hmm. What do you do then? What do you do in the morning before your meeting?
I would just say, chill out. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to notice anyway. That's because I always have a massive zit coming.
Unless, have you seen the film How to Get Ahead in Advertising?
Yeah.
Richard E. Grant.
Yeah.
Is it Richard E. Grant?
Yeah.
He has a zit that starts taking
his It actually life. Becomes a face and then grows a head and then his real head gets chopped off.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Bad Taste, you know, Peter Jackson's yeah, first film.
It's gross. Yeah, like,
really gross. Don't if you have a poor gag reflex, I wouldn't watch it. But
it's quite a good film.
It's a funny
stupid.
Film.
Yeah.
Anyway, scrap that. If you have a massive zit, what do you do? What do you do?
Chill.
Yeah.
A zit typically starts many days before you see it coming, which is why people generally blame the wrong thing for their zit.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you see it coming, if the zit looks deeper. Brackets looks like there is a thick layer of skin on top. There really isn't much you can do at that point. These zits take the longest to evolve. You can apply salicylic acid on top of the zit. Why is it so hard to say zit as a thick gel when you go to bed? I wouldn't do that because lots of people have burnt their skin with salicylic acid.
Yeah, you'll end up with fact, there was a promoted post by Beauty Bay, I think,
yeah.
Selling the Ordinary, and one woman had the longest rant about how using the salicylic acid, 2%, isn't it?
Yeah.
Had totally ruined her skin.
Yeah.
And it was like, I used this the 2 days before a big wedding. And I was thinking, why did you
don't do that?
That's so
patch
dodgy.
Test yeah. always with salicylic acid, because some people it does not agree with them at all.
Yeah, so don't do that. I
think it blocks my pores. Which
really?
Is, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I swear to God, my acne just gets worse when I use it.
So he's saying you can apply it on top in a thick
But
gel.
I wouldn't do that unless you've done it before and it's okay. Don't do it, actually. Just don't.
Okay.
Thick layer of benzoyl peroxide. That's probably going to dry it out a bit.
Yeah.
On the zit directly at bedtime, almost like a spot mask. Both these efforts would reduce the period of the zit going away. If the zit is more surface looking, mm-hmm. you can almost see the whitish content from the surface, then the same advice would apply and you would actually have more improvement even within a day.
Mm-hmm.
Before the meeting, it's best not to irritate your zit. Use a non-irritating deep cleaner like Nyad SS. And try lighter foundations as heavier ones make it more obvious when you're trying to hide the zit.
I always think that, though, with, you know, any...
Yeah.
It goes against what you think is right, though, because you just kind of want to do...
Squeeze it, get out of there.
Squeeze and get out of there, but also just cover it the hell up and deal with it afterwards with a heavy foundation.
I would just slap a blemish pad on there.
Yeah, like a tiny little
blemish plaster thingy. The COSRX ones are particularly good.
Okay.
And they just sort of cover it so you're not... Because I would not be able to stop picking it.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of person. I would just be poking it continually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those little blemish
Are they at all, like, medicated or anything? Or is it purely just...
I think
just
it's just a hydrocolloid dressing.
Okay.
The COSRX ones, I believe, anyway. And... They sort of speed up the healing, stop you fussing with it, and sort of draw it to the surface.
Okay.
And if it's sort of come to the surface and there's a head, I might get a sterile needle and...
Just take it out.
Lance it.
Oh, that sounds amazing. the non-irritating deep cleaner is Niod Sanskrit Saponins. That's what he's talking about there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, next question. My face skin is quite thin. Used to be combination and a bit freckled, now on the drier side. The cheeks have very small red veins, very photosensitive from years of HRT.
This is an older person.
Yeah. So there are some brown spots, and I live in sunny Greece. Lucky you, that's lovely. So what products would you recommend me to desensitize it, make it a bit stronger, and protect it from the sun? Well, that's a loaded question.
Yes, I would just find, like, the highest SPF you could possibly find.
Yeah.
And Brandon suggests Niod Repigment for overall pigmentation and freckles, both in the morning and the evening. EUK 134 morning and evening. Azelaic in the evening only. And natural moisturising factors whenever you feel dry. And please wear SPF if there's solar exposure. You know, I would have said that first. That's like the main thing.
But the repigment is a great one. It's one that I use when I'm feeling flush. Otherwise, I'll use just alpha arbutin. But the repigment is lovely.
Yeah.
And it's really supposed to be, you know, he did tout that a lot, didn't he?
Repigment as well. It's quite a big deal. There was a lot of research and development.
And it's one of the things that, you know, it's reflected in the price, really, isn't it?
It's quite expensive,
isn't it? It is. What is your personal preference, granactive retinoids or NIOD, NAAP?
Non-acid acid precursor.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried it.
Oh, have you not?
No.
Okay.
I don't really... Yeah. Is it for... I don't really know what it does. Is it an exfoliator? But it's not acid. I don't really understand what it is.
Okay.
What does he say? So he says, if you're using a complete NIOD regimen, then... granactive retinoid would potentially be overkill, and I would suggest non-acid acid precursor. If you were only to use one product between the two, granactive retinoid would offer a wider range of benefits than non-acid acid precursor. So I think, yeah, there was some talk that he didn't necessarily recommend, Brandon didn't recommend acids in skincare because they're irritating. And inflammation is actually aging to the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So he was sort of trying to sell his non-acid product because it's kinder to the skin long term. I don't know if there's any. I tried to see if there's any research for people, you know, damaging their skin and making it worse condition long term if they're using acids all the time, and I couldn't find anything. But it sort of stands to reason that.
Is it Trini Woodall? I was watching her, I think it must have been on Karen Heron's page, I can't remember, but Trini Woodall said, oh, this is what I recommend for, I think it was makeup, after you've just gone a little bit overboard on the acids. And she must have gone really overboard because
these are people who probably get regular peels. Like, yes, in
yeah, so she... It was a very close up of the skin around her mouth and her chin.
Yeah.
And it was raw. So I don't know what she did.
And she's trying to put makeup on it.
I don't know if it was makeup or what she was saying was, here's how you calm your face down.
Yeah. What perhaps. Did you say?
I can't remember because I had to go. This was this morning.
Oh, right. Okay. God. This is enthralling. I must leave.
It just amazed me because I thought, whoa, because you can. And I always find if I ever get. Any irritation after using an acid, it is around
The nose,
creases around the mouth, but also the chin, and it's really strange, isn't it? That it just usually concentrates itself around those areas. Like if you've got any
there, that's good, isn't it? When I'm on a podcast,
she's pointing to her eye,
the corners of your eye, that little creasy bit there.
Mm.
That gets a bit red and pink and sore.
Okay, this is a great question. He's already answered the one I asked. What's the best serum for lightening dark spots on skin or fading dark marks, i.e. underarms?
Yeah, there's a few people on the chat room who use the glycolic acid on their underarms.
Really? Yeah. What, to lighten dark patches? Right, okay.
It sort of helps with hair coming through, you know, so you don't get ingrown hairs. It's a type of antiperspirant as well, acids.
Wow.
So it kills off the bacteria so you don't get
pit
smells. What does he say about it? He says hyperpigmentation is the most difficult issue to target and always requires patience. NIOD's repigment is really novel, but it would be cost prohibitive to use on the body. Oh my God, yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
It'd be like £28 on each pit. Per week.
No.
Yeah.
For body areas, I would suggest alpha arbutin and azelaic acid.
Yeah. Yes and yes, I concur.
Can you mix them together?
Alpha arbutin and I used to use it in the same
routine
in the mornings, okay. I am new to the brand and I was wondering what is the best product for oily / acne prone skin with scarring?
Oily skin that has pore issues, brackets, they don't always coincide, would be most ideally suited to hyalamide pore control.
I love it.
From the, from, oh, full stop. From the ordinary, niacinamide and azelaic acid would be ideal. Mm-hmm. So I think the hyalamide poor control has niacinamide.
It's basically posh niacinamide with a lovely finish.
Yeah.
I adore the hyalamide poor control. It's gorgeous.
It's quite nice. It makes your skin quite sort of a little bit matte, not too matte.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel silicony or anything like that.
I do get pilling issues with it, though.
Yeah.
But I think that's imagine. Niacinamide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For very immediate control of pores, hyalamide, HA Blur, or Pore Delete. So those are quite silicony products.
They are, yeah.
And that doesn't work instantly. Mm. For oily skin that has no pore issues, I would suggest no excessive treatment. Niod Sanskrit saponins is good for the skin type. Hyalamide Pore Flush is a light mist. It's coming soon. It's already here.
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah. And a topical mattifying product is ideal. I would never suggest stripping oily skin. Acne is another issue. If it's excessive, medicine is best.
Mm-hmm.
Use either direct retinoic acid, which is tretinoin,
mm-hmm.
or benzoyl peroxide in milder cases.
Mm-hmm.
For occasional breakouts, ordinary salicylic acid, niacinamide and azelaic acid can all help. But it would be best to play with them to see how your skin reacts to each.
That's
I'm just going to have a coughing fit.
I think that's very sensible advice.
Yeah.
And also what I really like about it is that he's not saying that the cure-all for acne is in any products made
if
by
Deciem.
If
it's mild, then you could, you know, with a bit of patience if and not, fiddling around, you could
get medicine. Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I've found, The Ordinary hasn't cured my acne at all.
No.
I've had to use prescription strength stuff. Mm-hmm. It just didn't. I kept trying different things and, you know, doing it different ways. And I couldn't cure my acne using the Ordinary.
Yeah.
In the end, I'm using Skinarend now, which is 20% azelaic acid. And that seems to be keeping things at bay. And before I was pregnant, it was adapalene. But yeah.
Okay. I have the vitamin C 23%. Do I need the EUK and or the resveratrol, which is the resveratrol and ferulic acid? How would I incorporate them into a routine, and how would I incorporate retinoid 2% as well?
So she wants vitamin C, antioxidants and the retinoid.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing these lovely words. somebody obviously...
obviously clipped her, saying, I love you so much.
Yeah, yes. Somebody edited it out. While vitamin C is also an antioxidant like EUK-134, it is not just an antioxidant. Mm-hmm. Vitamin C does other things, help brighten and improve collagen levels, but it's not as strong of an antioxidant as EUK, and it cannot convert back to itself once it binds to oxygen. What I would suggest in this case is, in the morning, vitamin C and retinol, resveratrol and ferulic. In the evening, EUK-134 and granactive retinoid.
Yeah.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. As I was saying earlier, I mix the vitamin C and the resveratrol and it's lovely.
Mm.
Okay, what would you recommend for a 30-something novice with clear skin but looking to delay the oncoming signs of ageing?
Yeah, SPF.
Mm-hmm.
So he says the most minimal routine. If within the ordinary only, I would suggest EUK-134 in the morning and afternoon and natural moisturising factors if you feel any dryness. If you start to notice mild signs of ageing, I would suggest slowly incorporating granactive retinoid 2% squalene. Outside of the ordinary, Niod Kais and Survival Zero, both in the morning and evening, would be my choice. But not in addition to the ordinary, one or the other. Less is really more when you have no issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Kais is what?
So that is copper amino isolate serum.
Okay.
So it's a peptide that basically delivers copper ions into your skin cells, and copper ions puts the skin in the state of repair.
Okay.
So sort of this, it helps repair itself.
Okay.
Basically. So I think it's, you know, it's good for acne scarring, and it's one of those things that sort of, it's not anti-aging, but it just makes your skin more normal.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, would it be good if you sunburnt your face?
Yeah. Yeah, because it would just help the skin to sort itself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at My Favourite Murder, and they'd just been to Hawaii and done a live show, and I couldn't look. Red. One of them, I think it was Georgia, took a photo of her legs and her chest.
Oh, no.
And it was, like, pink, pink, pink.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I haven't done that. I haven't accidentally done that for a long time.
Yeah.
It makes me feel nervous thinking
about it. Yeah, it does now. Yeah. Okay. What is the best product for indentation-style acne scars? I know that azelaic acid is recommended, but I really don't like putting silicone-based stuff on my face.
It's good for you. Yeah, being silicone-y.
Mm. Will you be releasing a silicone-free version?
I wish they would.
Yeah.
I'd like that. And Brandon says, silicones represent a class of thousands of chemicals that all start with silica. So it's a lot of things, yeah. And silicones get a really bad press.
Yeah,
but some of them must be great and useful and help. But yeah, let's see what he says. So some developed a bad name, and media started a huge bash against thousands of inert, innocent chemicals as a result. While silicones may seem like cheap fillers, this is not the case at all. Silicones are far more expensive than most non-active ingredients, and can cost in range from $5 a kilogram to $500 a kilogram. Mm. The reason some silicones are used is that silicones leave active ingredients alone.
I see, okay. Yeah.
They allow them to remain extremely stable, whereas oil and water can affect ingredients. So it's a good transport medium for stuff, okay, because it doesn't interfere with it.
Okay.
The good news is that granactive retinide is actually very good for scars as well, and you may not need to consider azelaic acid. Also, NIOD's repigment contains azelaic glycine, which is the next generation of azelaic acid.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Hmm. But we don't offer this in technology alone in the ordinary yet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it didn't sound like they were even developing a silicone-free azelaic acid. And we haven't had one from them. Yeah, okay. Garden of Wisdom is a brand that does a silicone-free 10% azelaic.
Oh, right.
It might be handy for people.
Okay.
I think my throat is starting to lose the will to read.
We'll carry on next time then.
Yeah. That's fine. Because there's just about, like, let's not try and scroll down. We're about halfway through.
Wow.
I know. It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah. There's so much. And a lot of these do, obviously, because people, you know, it was in the form of a Facebook group chat. Well, not really, but you just put your questions and post them. And Brandon spent, now we know, 22 hours going through them. So actually, a lot of these questions do repeat themselves. So we will select the ones that don't do that. There are lots of questions for people with skin who are, you know, getting older. So in their 50s and 60s, combination skin, whatever.
Melasma.
Yeah. So there's you know, quite a few great questions coming up. Some lovely person
transcribed it for us.
Which is...
But it doesn't... nobody's written down who it was.
Oh, we owe them a big thank you. Lovely
person who's transcribed it for us.
Yeah, let us know who you are. Okay, we'll carry on again with more questions from the sadly now departed.
Yeah, so I started a Facebook group for our podcast called Skincare with Friends, but I don't want to just talk about the podcast in it. I just wanted it to make it just a normal skincare chat room, so it's quite inclusive.
Yeah, and non-scary.
I'm happy to post. I like people to post memes and things. I love memes.
See if you can get on that then.
Yeah, come and join us on there. Okay. I had a lady up on there asking if anyone's tried the Eucerin. Is it even brighter spot treatment for pigmentation? Have you tried it? Because I remember you mentioned it, because it's had some good reviews.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
I'd asked you about it.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
The reviews seem to be quite good. It's got resorcinol and licorice in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I couldn't... And she's like, has anyone else tried it? So if anyone else has tried it, go on to our Facebook group and tell this lady if it's any good.
Yeah.
But the thing is with pigmentation, it's like things could be good if you use them for long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And some people won't respond and some people will.
Yeah.
So you don't know until you've tried.
Yeah.
Really.
I would always suggest going to Dermatica as well, because that's
For some reason I thought you were saying Dermalogica.
No.
Like, really?
No. Dermatica, where I was prescribed hydroquinone, I can't remember the percentage, for hyperpigmentation.
Is it 4%?
I think it's 4%. Yeah. I'm now on like tretinoin and hydroquinone.
Oh, you're on both of them now. Okay.
Like a combo in one. Which I just come to the end of. That didn't do so much, but it's all but gone hyperpigmentation now from under the eyes.
Yeah.
So if anyone has that pigmentation issues, I would definitely suggest going to Dermatica.
If you're in the UK, it's a UK online dermatologist, and they sort of post you prescription strength skincare, which is really, really useful.
It is.
Because I find I wouldn't be able to go to the doctor and get anything useful out of them.
I
probably said before, like, tried to get prescription strength retinoids at the doctor, and they're like, well, you're not taking the pill. I'm like, no, I don't want to take the pill. And I can't take the pill because I used to get migraines. So they're saying the mini pill is not good enough. So they're not going to be able to prescribe me retinoids.
Yeah.
In any case.
Did they tell you to wash your face with soap and water?
Yeah.
Did you go to your dad?
Yeah. Just foam up your face big time with a bar of soap.
That should do it.
Yeah, that should kill your face. So that's really, I think it's a really useful service, Dermatica.
Yes, I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Yeah. Very helpful, because I think, you know, for Americans, they're like, well, why do you need to have that? Why don't you just go to a derm?
Yeah.
So I think we don't really have them.
We don't, yeah, not so much. Not such a big thing.
Nope.
No.
I don't
but they are the derm. And you speak to someone on the end of the phone and you send them photos and you have a nice little consultation and they say, try this. So it's great. So I've just paused my subscription now and I'll take it up when I feel the need. Because I think it's one of those things that once you've had it,
It
will probably come back.
It will. You know, when it goes sunny again, it'll reappear.
So I'm just going to unpause my subscription come the summertime.
So it doesn't seem to matter how much SPF you put in your face, it does seem to pop back up again, doesn't it?
It does. And that's the thing, it's so nice to have a colour on your face. It's so nice to have like that lovely, healthy glow. I just don't feel I've got right now. Because it's February, no one has it.
No, I don't care.
No.
I don't need to be tanned. Those days are over.
Oh, I
was just looking back at my wedding photo. My face is really orange.
Was it? Why?
Because I must have put fake tan on.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I think that I thought that I looked nice.
I wouldn't say no to some fake tan, actually, though. Yeah. I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd go just very grey.
Grey?
Yeah, just a mix of grey and sort of yellow.
Just yellow.
Yeah. Yeah, it just needs something. Great. Anyway, guys, we'll speak to you for part 3.
Yep. It's very soon. Yeah. See you on the chat room, hopefully, and on our Instagram. We've got a Patreon page now, and I don't really know what to do with it. I don't know what it means.
Well, we'll wait until we...
What do we do? Do we have to sell things?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's look into that.
Yeah. We don't know anything about it.
We've just got a page.
Yeah.
Dibs.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.